If you can live inside a child's imagination, you can set your own imagination free. And that's something the authors and illustrators of children's books know well. This weekend, they're gathering at UH Manoa to hone their craft. Sarah Ellis is one of the keynote speakers. She'll be speaking on the craft of the picture book and on the particular challenge posed by the young adult novel. She's online with us now. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning.
One of the things that you're going to be talking about is the whole idea of the picture book as a craft that its authors can really, really call your own. It's one that you've sort of created from scratch, huh?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, other things like the novel have much in common with the adult novel, but the particular art of the picture book and its sort of dance between pictures and words is something that's uniquely our own.
And it's a dance that's adapted to the quite specifically to the age group of its audience, yeah?
That's right. So you can assume in most cases that there's going to be a kind of adult intermediary, so someone will be reading those words that you've written, and in that way it's a bit like writing a script or a piece of theater or something. Mm-hmm. And that's really fun,
kind of a storyboard in a sense. Yeah
in a way. Yeah, so you really, you know, the structure has to be pretty strong and the story has to be important, but after that you can really be playful.
Well, and then when you're reading a picture book to a child, reading and showing a picture book to a child, you have that sort of pause at each page where the child can kind of create his or her own pictures.
That's right, and often the adult reader also adds things of their own, so it becomes kind of a very personalized text. You know, you can throw in the kid's name or where they live or even gestures, you know, where you bang the page at a particular moment or something, and that is often... It's like the kid is participating in making the story.
And that's part of the craft, I would think, in setting up situations for parents and children to do that, huh?
Yeah, like you mentioned, the sort of drama of the turning page. A big part of writing a picture book is deciding where the words are going to go on each page so that you can get the most out of that little moment before you turn the page where the kid can predict or be surprised or whatever.
Because you always want them to dive in, right? It's not passive reading at all.
Right. It's absolutely not passive. It's, I mean, sometimes when you're reading to little kids, they sort of get into it with their bodies, you know, mm-hmm. jumping around and dancing, and so it is a whole experience.
It which calls for a pretty detailed understanding of children, right?
Yeah, and I think possibly more important is really deep understanding of story.
Sure.
You know, it has to be important in some way, which doesn't mean at all that it has to be solemn. Mm-hmm. But when you're talking about real things, kids get it.
We all remember the stories from childhood that pulled us along, whether they be classic stories, fairy tales, or whatever, and I suppose part of it is just figuring out what it was that pulled us along when we were kids, yeah?
Yeah, that's kind of my approach to talking about writing, is trying to figure out, you know, what are the deeper things that got us engaged?
Because there are classic elements to writing. You know, you can break it down, plot, character, that kind
right.
of thing. But understanding the specifics is pretty important, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think you get that through lots of reading yourself, you know, just get it into your DNA, and then you're free to invent.
Have you found it liberating to your own imagination to have to kind of think like a child or put yourself inside a child's mind?
Yeah, it is. It's you can set a lot of things aside and get into some essentials, and really play with language, too, and try and see the world, to get back to seeing the world afresh, as though this is the very first time you've encountered something. And that, you know, that's not just fun as a writer, that is fun as a human being.
Sure. And I think when we're first learning language, we all, you know, we play with it more in the first years of learning it. We
yeah.
listen to it
yeah,
just for
the sound of it, and almost every family, for example, has invented words. mm-hmm. you know, that the kids have made up and then all the adults adopt because they're so enjoyable.
Sure.
Yeah.
Those the words that we make, again, those first years of encountering language, when there's an excitement about language that, you know, maybe only poets hang on to that throughout their lives, right?
Yeah, I think you're right, yeah.
Well, how do you encourage the things that you have come to understand as being helpful to the author illustrator? How do you bring out those qualities in other authors in a workshop like this?
Well, we're going to do really. I think it's trying to get yourself into the mode of playing, which is play is serious business for kids, and it's intense, and it's if you look at a kid playing, they're often completely engaged by that world. The outer world has disappeared for them, and that's kind of the mode that writers get into when it's going well.
Yeah.
Is that you're so focused on the work, and things come up that you couldn't have predicted. So in a workshop, I try to just create circumstances and exercise where people can just start to genuinely play. Excuse me.
Well, because as adults, we tend to devalue play, even though we value work and concentration and being able to focus on our work. But we don't. We've sort of come to see play as something trivial rather than as something essential.
Yeah, we've come to see play as the opposite of work.
Yeah.
Whereas, in fact, for children, they are the same thing.
And even for adults, if you're working really well, if you're really getting something done, it can feel like play. It almost should feel like play.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, obviously not everybody can achieve this for every one of their 8 hours a day, but the moments when you can, I think, are the moments when you're really productive and creative.
I suppose the trick is to recognize when that state of mind is, figuring out ways to get access to that state of mind, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. Just try and make the external circumstances welcoming to that. Not that that's a guarantee that it'll happen, but, one of the big things for adults is just taking the time.
Sure.
Since, you know, all of us are so plugged in and multitasking, and to just give yourself the leisure of 45 minutes in which you play.
Yeah, that's good advice for any writer. Just don't give up. Thanks so much, Sarah.
Okay.
Sarah Ellis will be one of the featured speakers at the CBWI, Children's Book Writers and Illustrators Conference, this Friday and Saturday at UH Manoa's William S. Richardson School of Law. And you can find out more on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.